start.
All right. Hello, hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is your girl, Mitzi, and this is Mitzi. Let's think about it. Today, we are thinking about life shifting. You know, let's be honest, life is constantly shifting. So thankfully for me, I have a special guest on my show, Teresa, who's going to be sharing her perspective with me, you know, and just so that we all can truly think about this in a different way, because I'm pretty sure maybe you're going through a life shifting event right now in your life. So thank you again, Teresa, for coming on my show. I'm so glad you're here. So I guess to just rip off the Band-Aid.
All right.
Were there plenty of life shifting events in your life that made you realize I need to handle this better when this comes to me?
Absolutely, Mitzi. Thank you so much for having me. You know, I love this topic because, and you don't know this, I don't think we've chatted about it, but I'm actually halfway through with a book called Life is Full of Shift.
Well, look at that. Look
so
at that.
There you go. The universe put us, the stars aligned for us. You'll have to have me back when the book comes out. But the purpose in the book and how the title evolved is that as I started writing about, mostly about my business, my career up until this point, I realized that there were ebbs and flows, right? And whether it was ebbs and flows in business that affected my career, or it was ebbs and flows at home that affected my career. Everything from needing to move to be promoted because, they may not promote a female in certain places. I'm from the South, if you haven't already been able to pick up on that. So we've still got a ways to go sometimes here, as far as females, and then divorce and children and new marriages and more children. So life is always, always shifting and changing. And to your point, the sooner we can learn how to handle it, whatever that means for an individual, the better off we are.
I absolutely agree on that. That's a great, great point. So I guess it leads me to my next question is, how do we handle maneuvering through these changes? I mean, do we slither like a snake or do we just bounce around hoping that we can sit still real quick?
I think the analogy of moving like a snake is a good one because we need to be flexible. But even before that, one of the things I always tell women, especially younger women, I've been in the workforce for over 35 years. So, I'm winding down in my career, not winding up. And I look back and realize that I actually survived everything. Right. And some of it better than others. But here I am today. I'm still working. Kids are grown. Everybody's happy. You know, life is good, even during those times when it didn't feel good. In the end, it all comes full circle. Now, I'm not making light of when people have tragedies and, all of those things. But the very first thing I like to tell women specifically, but anybody really, is to give yourself grace. You don't have to get through everything in what I call the shoulds. Yeah. Other people might give us well-meaning advice of what we should do, but go with your gut. Yeah. And give yourself grace if you need to just hunker down and isolate for a little bit, not for long periods, because we've got to put one foot forward. But if that's what it takes to refuel and say, I got this, then don't let anybody tell you that's not what you need.
There you go. I like that. I like that response a lot, especially about being adaptable, because I think that's the biggest key. Excuse me, is being adaptable and keeping that foundation that everything's going to be okay, that you survived. I mean, come on. If you are living right now, today, then you survived. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You could be 1 hour old or 30 years old or 88 right. years old. Doesn't matter how old you are. You survived this long. I mean, and the chances of survival has been going down and down and down.
Yeah.
And you can die by anything nowadays. Sneeze the wrong way and you can die.
Yeah,
You know what I'm
I
saying?
know. I do, Mitzi. It's so true. And it's that saying one day at a time is really true, but it's 1 second, 1 minute, whatever it takes for you to regroup and get yourself out, and to put one, sometimes my mom used to say, when, whatever was going on, she would say, you know what, for today, just get up and take a shower. Just move. Maybe you've been sick, maybe you've had, a bad breakup, whatever. Just get up and take a shower and have a little bit of breakfast, or maybe it's lunchtime, whatever the case may be. But just start taking those small steps. It's kind of like I have a podcast as well called the Boss Lady Podcast. And I do a podcast once a year on gratitude and being thankful. And one of the, and I actually just recorded it this morning. And one of the things I said was, be grateful for something. And you just said it, whether you're a day old, a year old, 30 years old, 40 years old, you are breathing today. And even that may be difficult, but be grateful for that. And just one more breath and one more breath, and you will get through whatever shift you're going through. I promise you will get through.
I love that. And I love the fact that you just finished recording that episode about gratitude because I think that's beautiful because it's still fresh in your mind. So I was able to get it still fresh out of you. So that's awesome. I love it. Thank you for that. And one of the biggest things that really stuck to me is handle it every day by grace, take it by second by second. So it makes me wonder, do you think that we have a problem or a misunderstanding when it comes to time? Because people are always either feeling they're running out of time, there's not enough time, time's escaping them, time's the enemy. I mean, come on, even Wonder, Alice in Wonderland even talked about time all the
Exactly.
So, out of your mind, what do you think about when you think about time?
Here's my number one adage on time. And often I'm called on to do presentations and workshops with companies because time is always a request, work-life balance, I don't have enough time. We all have time for the things that are truly important to us. There's 24 hours in my day, Mitzi. There's 24 hours in your day. So why is it someone that has the same 24 hours can get what seems like 10 times more done than I got done? Well, yes, there are tools and there are techniques and there are tips, all of those things, and I'm not taking those lightly. But at the end of the day, we make the time for the things that are important to us. And when it comes to time, maybe your time at work is not your own. I can see somebody saying, well, that's easy for you to say. My boss wants me to work 60 hours this week. Been there, done that. But if that doesn't fit with your lifestyle, make a plan. Set some boundaries, make a plan, and shift the way you're working. And I'm not being flippant because I'm not suggesting you go in and quit today. I raised three children as a single mother. There were jobs I had where quitting was not an option. But you can make a plan to get the life that allows you the time you need to do the things that are important to you. So.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with that. And I love the way that you put it in that perspective because I really do hope somebody's going to realize, like, you know what? I mean, time does seem like it's always short some days, but you know what I mean? It also comes down to convenience and comfortability. You know what I
Right.
mean? I think that sometimes we are so focused on what we do in that work hour between 9 to 6 or that 60-hour work week, 80-hour work week,
All
even
right,
sometimes
whatever
for
it
some
is.
people, you know what I mean? Whatever it is. But then all that they think about outside of that is just relaxing and just being comfortable and leisure. But I think that's your prime time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the prime time for you to really focus, hustle, grind, whatever that word is for you. To really that season, because I see life in seasons. I would love to know your perspective on that, but I see life in seasons where everything's happening in a season, so you don't fuss, don't
Right.
stress, because this is just the season. You're gonna get through it, you're gonna get past it, you're gonna be better, but it's the season that you're in. So
Yeah.
what is your opinion on that?
Yeah, so very true. And I will go back to my mother. My mother has tons of great sayings and advice and wisdom. And she's always said that in every decade of life, there is something to enjoy that wasn't available to you in the last decade.
Oh,
So when I was turning 50, or my daughter was turning 40, whatever, we're all like, oh, I'm 40, I'm old, I'm 50, I'm old, I'm 60, I'm old, whatever. My mom is almost 85. She's still dancing, she's still taking care of herself, she's still doing all those things. Now, does she maybe wish she was 40 again? She would probably tell you yes, but she's enjoying things in her 80s. She couldn't enjoy when she was 40 and 50. She's retired. She travels, so there's something always to enjoy in every, to use your word, every season of life. Mom just said every decade of life, because we always stress about that changing of the decade, right, Mincy? So,
yeah, exactly.
and that's valuable advice. There are
Yeah, it
things,
is.
we may not like about getting old, but we go back to gratitude. We're breathing, we're here.
Exactly. But I do like that decade, because for those people who think in a long-term perspective, that decade makes sense, because seasons for them, they can't comprehend it because they don't know how long the season's going to be. Is it 2 months,
Right.
3 months, 4 months, 5 months? You know what I mean? It's
Yeah.
uncertain. So to think of it as a decade truly gives it in a better perspective. And
Yeah.
your mother's right. Goodness, she's dropping all the mics
She
and
is.
cassettes
She's got more
everywhere.
sayings.
Yes, goodness, that's beautiful.
She's got an answer for everything, and she's been a great role model. So she's not telling us anything she hasn't survived or did.
That's good.
But yeah, life is always full of changes. Always.
So I know that you mentioned that you're writing a book about actually this topic. So it makes me wonder, why did you start writing a book about this? What made you realize like more people needed to think and read and perceive it and interpret it into their own lives to really make this shift?
Yeah, when I first started writing the book, it's a business book, and I just wanted to talk about the stages of my career and how I got from point A to point B to point C, all while raising children, doing all those things. I was an athlete, I ran a lot of marathons, so I had a lot going on throughout the trajectory of my first career. I'm in my second career. And so as I started writing, the book title only came to me about halfway through. And I'm actually working with a book coach, and we were sitting together. We were together this particular day, not on Zoom, and we were just tossing things around. I was working on the next chapter, and I kept saying, well, there's all these changes. This was a point in life of change. And so we started throwing the word around shifting. And before you know it, between the two of us, it was, that's it. Life is full of shift. That is our title. And every time I say that to someone, they go, oh, wow. Because we can all relate, right? But how
Yeah.
boring would it be, Mitzi, if life didn't change?
Goodness, it would be extremely boring. It
You
wouldn't even,
know?
nobody likes the a normal routine. Even in your normal routine, you try to switch it up, even if it's by, instead of a coffee, you get a tea. You know what I mean? You switch it up
Exactly.
as much as you can. So shifting is a great word. In
Yeah.
business, it's amazing to think about, because business is constantly changing. You know what I mean?
Constantly.
You could be elevating in position. Your business can be elevating from small to big. I mean, so many ways that it can comply. I mean, apply with
Oh, right.
business. But it also just, when you reflect to yourself, you can see yourself as a business as well. You know what I mean? You're constantly
Right.
operating and networking and socialing and marketing and
All
constantly
of that.
doing so much that people don't realize that you have to focus on what your next shift is. And
Yeah.
I love the word shift even more because you can be the word next chapter is so commonly used
Right.
that people just don't take it into consideration because they feel like the next chapter is just a rerun of what happened at the previous
Right.
chapter. You know what I
Right.
mean? So they're like, yeah, it's nothing new. I don't even want to read the book anymore.
Right.
You know what
It's
I'm
just a continuous same old, right? Same
Exactly.
old,
Like
same
I'm
old.
just done. But when you shift it, you realize like, okay, you're shifting your perspective, you're shifting your view. Because when you constantly move and you're shifting yourself, your body physically, you're getting a different viewpoint. So that means you're getting a different perspective. It may be subjective
Absolutely.
as life, but at the same time, we have to remember that things are constantly shifting. If you're choosing to only see something specifically, then now that's a focus. I mean, that's a
Right.
choice. I mean, what is your opinion on that?
You know, I love you actually took the words out of my mouth because I was going to say we have more control and more choice than sometimes we think we do.
Correct.
I was talking to someone recently that had an old friend that wanted to come stay a weekend. They don't have anything in common anymore, but the friend wants to come, and the person said, I really don't know what I'm going to do all weekend. And I said, you know, you have a choice in the matter. You can actually say, I'm busy. I have other plans. I have, you know, it's not a good weekend, as opposed to letting someone come in into your space and cause change in your routine, change in your life, and you feel bad about it and you don't like it. Don't think for a minute that person's not going to pick up on that.
True.
So a lot of times our changes or our shifts are because we don't set boundaries. And I'm not asking,
Pencil drop.
don't, not obviously with respect, with kindness, all of those things that I hope go without saying, but we need to set boundaries
Yeah.
so that we can control as much as possible. Shifts happen that we cannot control. If you lose someone, you get fired from a job, you get, you know, there are things that happen that are out of our control, but how we react to them is in our control.
Correct.
So let's focus on what we can control while the waves are moving at a fast pace, one after another.
Awesome. That's true. I mean, I like that very much. You really bring in some good points there. Goodness gracious, Teresa, I feel like I could continue to talk to you on and on and on. This is such a great conversation. I am going to have you back.
Yeah,
Finish your book
I
and
will
come on
let
back.
you know as soon as I finish the book. I'm actually going to try to take myself away for a couple of weeks, the first of the year, so that I can
Yeah.
focus because I'm finding myself just saying, oh, I'll get to it
Distracted.
later.
Yeah, no,
Speaking of time, we do what we want, right?
exactly. And I was speaking to somebody about procrastination, and sometimes we use procrastination as a gift to ourselves to just,
Yep.
to get over it, but we don't realize that after certain time we are harming ourselves with
Yeah,
procrastinating. So
absolutely.
I love that you just
Yeah,
mentioned it because it
yeah.
makes it real. You know what I mean? It makes it very real that even somebody who writes a book about shifting and adapting and being, transparent, you are still able to be transparent and be like, hey, sometimes it happens to me.
Yeah,
Sometimes it is
absolutely.
what it is. I
We
mean,
are all human.
exactly. We are all
And
human.
anybody that says they've got it all figured out, I'm not sure I trust them.
Right, exactly. Red flag, red flag.
I'm not sure
Exactly.
I trust them if life has been perfect 100% of the time.
Exactly.
Not the
So
way it works.
I guess to start wrapping up the show, even though you already gave us so many great points, I mean, literally so many great points to think about, what can be some lasting words that you can leave my audience off with?
You know, in this topic, life is full of shift. I'm going to repeat what I said early on. Just give yourself grace. That's in this crazy world we live in with social media, 24-hour news. Give yourself grace. Do what your gut tells you to do. Because more often than not, that's the right thing for you.
I swear it needs to be said over and over again. If anything, ladies and gentlemen, just rewind, repeat, rewind, repeat, because you know what? You need to remember this, all right?
Absolutely, Mitzi. Absolutely.
Awesome. This has been such a really, really great time. I'm really glad that we were able to connect and share this conversation with the world so that people can think about this. And if anybody wants to know more about Teresa, because goodness, why wouldn't you want to know more? Please go check out Teresa's website. I have her lovely photo on mine. Just click right there, right under it, and
Awesome.
you can find all the greatness that she has to offer to the world. I'm telling you, she has some really great content that you're going to want to check out on her website so that you continue on thinking. So, that being said, always, always keep thinking, y'all. Bye.